From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China both formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement Saturday, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to reduce their carbon footprint.
We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing, both the United States and China. We're leading by example. As the world's two largest economies and two largest emitters, our entrance into this agreement continues the momentum of Paris and should give the rest of the world confidence.
Xi said that he hoped the announcement would benefit everyone. For the Paris Accord to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those who account for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the agreement. So far, only 23 have ratified the accord. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told a predominantly black church in Detroit Saturday that he wants to see change in America. Trump told members of Faith International Ministries that they have a role to play in the country's future.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending, with African-American community leaders dismissing his message. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has called on Catholics to imitate the example of people like Mother Teresa, who will be made a saint in Rome on Sunday. Francis told those gathered that Mother Teresa represents a role model for all to follow.
Imitiamo anche noi l'esempio.
He said, "Let us also imitate their example as we ask to be humble instruments in God's hands in order to alleviate the world's sufferings and to share the joy and hope of the resurrection." Hundreds of thousands are expected to crowd into St. Peter's Square Sunday for the canonization of Mother Teresa, who spent her life caring for the sick and destitute in India. Bangladesh on Saturday executed a top Islamist party leader convicted of war crimes involving the country's 1971 independence war against Pakistan. Officials said Mir Qasim Ali of the Jamaat-e-Islami Party was hanged at 16:30 hours UTC, just hours after family members met with him inside the Kashimpur jail near the capital, Dhaka. Ali is the fifth Jamaat-e-Islami party leader, to be executed since 2010, when Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina formed a special tribunal to try suspected war criminals. Uzbekistan's longtime leader, Islam Karimov, was buried in his birthplace of Samarkand on Saturday. Karimov, the only leader that Uzbekistan knew since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power. He had not groomed anyone to take over for him. Analysts have said they are concerned that the largest and most powerful Central Asian nation could face prolonged infighting. The remnants of Hurricane Hermine were gaining strength Saturday off the Atlantic coast of the United States, triggering renewed safety warnings along large swaths of coastal lands as the storm stalks vulnerable mid-Atlantic resort areas. Around 2 p.m. local time, the National Hurricane Center had the storm about 150 kilometers east of the Outer Banks of North Carolina. A bulletin warned that Hermine would likely gain strength over the next 36 hours, return to hurricane strength by Monday, and track slowly to the northeast towards coastal Delaware and beyond. Storm surge warnings have been issued for coastal New Jersey, with surge watches reaching New York City and Connecticut. And a 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the midwestern state of Oklahoma Saturday morning. No injuries were reported, but local news reports say residents in Oklahoma City did report some damage. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.